You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, it is full of fiancés. We have fiancés on the show. It is quite an exciting time. We're also talking MLS, the Columbus Crew rebrand, and the return of Chicharito.
That's right. Plus, we talked to Jamia Fields of the Houston Dash. We talked about everything about winning Challenge Cup, to her fashion line, to everything. And who does she need to help out on that team? And who doesn't need her help? That and more today on the Cooligans!
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Fiance!
Fiance what?
Yeah, that's right. Christian's girlfriend got tired of being a girlfriend and proposed to Christian.
Okay, switching things up, all right? It's a modern era. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite engaged comedians.
I mean, it sounds like you got engaged to me. You know what I mean? But, you know I'd say yes, bro. I'm glad you asked the first, because y'all been together, but I would say yes. We're business partners. Why not? We're also the gulliest engaged comedians.
Excited about today's show because we have two special guests. Okay,
that's right.
And, yes, and I'm engaged to one of them.
You better put them in order correctly, bro.
I don't want to mix it up. No, my fiance will be on the show today.
Right.
We'll hear from her and all the regrets that she has. And we're going to be joined by Jamia Fields of the Houston Dash. And we'll talk to her about everything going
and
on.
Think about the relief she's going to feel to know she's not the one that has to be engaged to you. Okay. Jamia Fields, absolutely incredible guest.
Yes. So much to discuss today on another hot episode of The Cooligans.
But that's right. Should we talk about Ohio? Because a lot of stuff's happening in Ohio right now.
Yeah, we got to talk about Columbus, okay? Mm-hmm. And not the Explorer, all right?
Columbus, what did you crew? What is happening over Columbus? Let me tell you something. New owners for Columbus Crew.
Yes.
Everyone's feeling great. Brand new stadium.
The team is saved.
Right? They won a championship last year. They won MLS Cup. What you don't need to do right now is to rebrand, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, because it feels like the brand was doing quite well.
Yeah.
Everything was going in the right positive direction, and the Columbus Crew ownership was like, skirt, yeah. Let's change things up a bit. We're going to a new stadium. You know, it's like, you know, when you go to when you graduate and you go to a new school, you know, from junior high school to high school, and you're like, you know what? During this transition, I'm going to be a different person. Okay?
I'm showing up to college and I'm going to have a completely new personality. And people are just going to believe this is who I've been my whole life. You know what this is? This is like you move from one apartment to another and you're like, you know, I don't want to bring everything with us. I want to start anew. So why don't we leave the armoire and all the goodwill we've built up as a club over the last year?
We're not going to need it. It's just going to take up space. All right?
They're like, I don't want it. I want to start from scratch, you know?
Look, you know, we're seeing the logo. It is, I don't love it. I mean,
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessary.
It really wasn't necessary. That's really the main thing. And Alexis and I, we debate about these things all the time, about branding and logos. And you know, he is very much more into this stuff. And
I'm
whatever.
I'm into the aesthetics.
Kick the ball into the goal. Whatever. I could care less what the little cartoons look like. I'm not super interested, but I understand the connection to the fan base. I can't speak as a Columbus Crew fan. I could understand their frustration and being upset. But when you try to analyze this decision, I don't see anyone who's like, you know what? I'm glad we did this.
No one is happy about this. The one thing I will say is there must have been something in the sale, in the contract, because Anthony Precourt, who wanted to move the club to Austin, when he sold the club, obviously was being pressured to, right? That was look, we need to do something. The fan base is going crazy. There must have been something because he's the one who rebranded out of the what I think is a horrific logo. The three guys, the Chippendale dancers staring at you. You know, I can't even see it. It's making me hot.
I want to see what's under that logo.
Not in front of my fiance. You know, when they got out of that logo into what I think is a fine, very soccer specific logo. It's very clearly a soccer logo.
Yeah.
There must have been something in the contract that said like, well, I own that. You have to rebrand again because I spent a lot of money doing that. That's the only thing I can assume because this makes no sense. Yeah. And there's like a little goatee or a notch in the bottom right.
It's supposed to be the Ohio State flag.
Well, that's the outline of it, which look, is fine.
Ain't none of my business, all right?
Yeah, yo, just I don't know why they had to put it half mast. That's
but look, up. But even like obviously very historic clubs like Juve changed their logo and you got and they apparently feel that this is the better this a better business decision for them. I know a lot of people were upset with the Juve one and yeah. I think a lot of clubs are just following that lead. They're like, you know what, let's be better SEO, better brands, better like it'll
we're
look
not
good
a football club, we're a brand.
Yeah, hey, if that's where they think it needs to go and they see these other clubs deal with the backlash, but they you know persevere. Then I can see why Columbus the ownership group would want to do this.
This does feel a little bit like the Leeds logo with the arm out, where they were like, "Skirt, stop that! We was playing around with you. Glad we gotcha. Got your attention."
April Fools.
Yes.
The other thing I want to discuss also out of LA Galaxy are playing quite well and. Very much so because of their star striker, Chicharito.
Are you saying Chicharito's back, baby? Okay.
He is currently with 6 goals. I believe he has a couple assists. He just playing. I mean, he's looking like what Manchester United, Chicharito. The confidence is clearly there. The even in
well,
his
they won in the El Tráfico. They won in the LA Derby, if you will. Do you think this is sustainable? Because part of me feels like he's just coming in hot. You know what I mean? And the issue with Chicharito is consistency, injuries. What do you think? Do you think this is who he is?
Everything feels different. I was hoping, you know, I was saying even before the season started, I'm like, I follow him on IG. He's all the videos of him working out and it felt a little bit less phony. Nutmeg is scratching at the wall right here.
Yeah.
But the Nutmeg, chill. The fact that he's been has such a strong start, I feel like it is sustainable. He looks different. He looks more comfortable. He looks more confident. His post game interviews look there's just a vulnerability there that we haven't really seen the last couple years.
Well, he's like, yo, if Columbus Crew could change, I could change. You know what I mean? That's how he feels. I think for the most part, I think Chicharito clearly is the system is built for him now. It's not just banging these crosses in, trying to hope that he gets a header for a guy who's really not that tall and not built to do headers. So as far as I'm concerned, I think this is a good thing. I think he's got the people around him that can service him with the ball the way he needs. And there's that killer instinct of his. Like, he's getting those poacher-style goals that he did get at Manchester United, like you said, where I'm like, you know what? There's a skill set here. I don't know what it is, but he seems to be there when the ball's rebounding.
In his boot, yeah. And the ball arrives there. It's magical. I love to
see
it.
He's got that beep, 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 you know, like he just knows where to go. And that magic is back. So I'm excited to see how far LA Galaxy can take it.
And now there's been this, you know, comments, rumors, you know, especially when Neymar is in the when he's in the news, you know, whether it's for his sister's birthday party or losing in Champions League again, he makes the headlines. But this one was interesting. They asked him about who, you know, who he's played with and who has he not played with yet that he would want to. And I was a bit surprised at the name. He said Cristiano Ronaldo. He feels like that they would make a good duo on a team. In my opinion, they both need the ball too much to really work well together.
Yeah, my first thought is how many balls are on the pitch when this is happening? Because that doesn't seem. I think it's also just a good deflection. You know what I mean? I feel like there's probably not a really good opportunity for him to play with Cristiano Ronaldo. I know Cristiano Ronaldo wants out of Juve, or Juve wants him out of there. There's not that many teams that I guess can really afford him. It makes sense for PSG to want a player like Ronaldo just to sell the shirts and whatnot, but it doesn't seem like they would cohesively fit. You know what I mean?
It'd be interesting. I mean, look, the if Juve doesn't make it into Champions League, I think this is a real possibility of Ronaldo leaving. And
yeah, because that's why you brought him in. Exactly. Right, you don't bring in Ronaldo for anything else.
and you're also missing out on a lot of money that you owe him because you are paying him a ton of money. But the interesting thing was there is a lot of questions about where is Ronaldo going to leave and what team should he go to. People saying he should go back to Manchester United, Real Madrid, all these things. But interestingly enough, another person weighed in, his mother. Ronaldo's mom wants him to go back to a sporting club, Portugal. And so that would
Lisbon,
be...
right?
Is it Lisbon?
Yeah, Sporting Lisbon is what everyone calls him, but it is sporting club sporting the Portugal, I believe.
Okay, okay. But yeah. Look, I don't know. But look, I watch the Portuguese league day in and day out.
Yeah. And they play it every day, so it's a good thing you watch it every day. It's a very difficult league.
It's available on Fubo TV, so you can watch it.
That's true.
So who should he listen to? His mother or Neymar?
I mean, one thing, we don't come to MLS. Right? We don't want criminals here. But I think you got to listen to mom, right? Because you can't explain to mom, but yo, Neymar wants me to go play with him. It's like if your mom said you got to come home for dinner and your friend's like, yo, come play basketball. You can't go play basketball. That's your mom. You know, she said, come, especially I want you to come home right now. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny just because I imagine like any player's mom could just like be as influential as like Mino Raiola. You know what I mean? Like really push
Mino could talk on the phone with anybody in the world and get his way. But you'd be like, yo, my mom wants to talk to you, Mino. And he's like, hola, senora. Like, you know, he's like, you're not Mino. You're mini Mino now. You know what I mean?
Minamino from Liverpool? Interesting.
Yeah. That's who you are now. Like, you can't flex. You can't use your allegedly underground tactics, allegedly, with a mom.
Mom ain't scared of that. Okay.
Mom's like, I got a phone in one hand and a flip-flop in the other. Boy, you better speak to me respectfully.
Yeah, trust me, I can send this flip-flop through this phone. All right?
And you think I can't? Ronaldo's sitting there like, she talking about the flip-flop? She's done it before.
Look, I think we need to do what she says. But we'll see. It'll be a I mean, obviously, if they did end up playing together, it would be absolute madness. Just for the social media analytics alone. I mean, like, if you want that kind of engagement, then feel free, I guess.
Also, yeah, if you're going to lose Mbappe and you want to replace those views and likes.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the names to do it.
I love, the social media teams are going to be running these clubs soon. They're going to be picking the players. They're going to.
Ever since we were in Germany and they were like, Coutinho's got more followers than the whole club does. I was like, yo, soccer done changed. It's over. Starting is going to be like DJ Divini. They're going to get influencers.
I could care less if you know how to dribble. Like, what's the selfie game like? Yeah. All
right? I mean, dude, the goals will come. Let's talk about good angles. Okay? Just create Ronaldo in a bikini and like, we gotta sell hair wash first. All right, Christian, this is it. For those of you who are watching right now, you're wondering, why is Christian sitting next to our lawyer? That is not our lawyer. That is
she is my representative. She will be making all statements on my behalf.
What did Christian do? No, this is what an honor we have. The first time a fiance on this show, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Helene, everybody.
How you doing, Helene?
I'm doing really well.
What was it like? How did Christian pop the question? Because those of us on Twitch and our fans all seem to think he hid the ring in a head of lettuce or something.
How did you know? That's exactly how it happened. He took me to a field of lettuce. And
okay.
And you knew right away, you started crying. You're like, yes. This is how I pictured it
when I was just a little girl. Just the way girl. I wanted it.
Yeah, so just in case people may not know, obviously, Helene, you're a nutritionist. But, you know, so obviously that's where the lettuce jokes come from. But, yes.
Who doesn't know that, that listens to
Some
us?
Some people don't know. Some Ooh. People don't know.
Christian's like, by the way, if you don't know, this is my girlfriend. Like, we don't have to explain everything.
But yeah, how did it happen? How did I propose?
Yeah, so we went away upstate this weekend, and I love anything related to water. So he did it in front of a waterfall in a very like private area. It was just the two of us. It was really beautiful. I was very, very shocked.
I actually helped him plan it. And I said, you need to walk out of the waterfall completely naked. And he was like, that feels like it's not going to work. And I'm like, nah, trust me.
He was like, yo, your phone is waterproof. You're good. Yeah. Don't
worry. Well, he got me there by saying he needed to take a photo of a jersey in front of the waterfall because we had been there the day before.
Using Cooligans
it's going to be good for our engagement. You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, okay, I know what you mean.
Do you? Bam. I don't think you know what I'm talking about. Bam, 700 likes.
But no, yeah, she was, obviously we've been together a long time. And she was...
No,
quite
we know.
Surprised.
We've been telling you to do this for years, dude.
Yeah. It was less of a yes and more of a about damn time, okay?
Yeah. So you weren't nervous at all?
Chris did a really good job.
Yeah, it looks like it. We can see it bling from over here. Yeah. Christian, you weren't nervous at all that you'd have to walk back from a waterfall with a woman who said no to you?
It would have been pretty. I mean, look, I would have been just as shocked as she was when I proposed if she would have said no. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it would have been like, man, I really, these last 8 years have been a lie. I really got this wrong. She was frustrated. And I guess she was just phoning it in. She was all fake. You know?
I know. You'd be like, did she think these are blood diamonds? Why did she say no to this? Well, we couldn't be happier for the both of you. We cannot wait to plan your wedding. That's surprise, Elaine. I'm your wedding planner. So, kombucha, open bar for all. We got more with the show. It's not just about Christian and Helene, although today we are celebrating that beautiful engagement. Congratulations to you both. I love you both, so I can't wait to be at this wedding. I hope I'm invited.
We'll see how the show goes.
You know who's invited to the show after we get back? We got Jamia Fields, ladies and gentlemen, of the NWSL.
Jamia Fields of the Houston Dash coming through.
Hey, Christian here. Just breaking in real quick. We will get right back to the episode in just a second, but I want to make sure I give a shout out to our sponsor for today's show, Live Breathe Football. Live Breathe Football has supported the show. They make incredible gear. You are familiar with them. You see people rocking their gear all the time. You saw Dwayne Wade rocking the Maestro Turbo shorts recently as well. And Livery Football, they make graphic tees, hoodies, sweats, socks, everything. Great gear, whether it's if you play, whether you just want to look fashionable, you got to check out Livery Football. The Maestro pants and the shorts are my personal favorite. I wear them all the time, especially during this quarantine. Been rocking them like crazy. You can wear them as pajamas. You can wear them on the pitch. You can wear them on the bench if you ain't getting any playing time. So I highly recommend them. So go to livebreathefootball.com, and football is spelled F-U-T-B-O-L. Livebreathefootball.com and use the promo code GULLIEST for 15% off. Head over there right now. Pick up some dope gear. Look your best. Look fly. So get over there. Livebreathefootball.com. Promo code GULLIEST.
Ah, Christian, our guest is here, and I couldn't be more excited, okay? It's something I say, like, I don't want to talk to somebody unless they got trophies, you know what I mean? I only want winners up in here.
Yeah, we're very rude to people who have not won, all right?
Yeah. But our next guest, absolutely incredible, does incredible things on and off the field. It's an absolute pleasure to have her on the show. You may know her as part of the Challenge Cup winning Houston Dash, okay? And hopefully we get more than just the Dash. Sorry about that, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, Jamia Fields, everybody.
Jamia, what's good?
Hey, y'all. How you doing? Got me busting up in the first 2 minutes. Okay, here we go.
There you go. There you
good.
Go.
That's a good start. Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah, I don't know how often you do comedy shows. This is the point of this program is to, you know, add some laughter right. to the game. But no, I mean, there's a lot. So, look, we've had a couple Houston Dash players right. on the show. It's, you know, when it comes to, you know, obviously celebrating victories, you guys know how to have fun. You guys know how to party. You guys apparently are very competitive in Mario Kart. I've heard that as well. But I want to talk about the Houston Dash and this upcoming season. Obviously, the season is starting up this weekend, but yeah. The Challenge Cup went a little bit differently than it went last year. So how did you guys process that, and what are you looking forward to for 2021?
Yeah, for sure. So obviously 2020 ended on a complete high, you know, after so many lows, right? Like, crazy year. Then this year, going to the Challenge Cup, we had high expectations, obviously, to play at a high level, obviously defending champs. Didn't go as planned, but we also came out with multiple clean sheets and, you know, a couple ties, but, you know, so we were proud of how it went. And honestly, saw it as a great prep leading into season. It's a long season. I told y'all before, it was a 10-week preseason. So, you know, we've been at it for a while, but we're excited to get into, you know, into the season, and you know, we have high expectations for that as well. So
yeah, we were, you know, when we were watching the Challenge Cup and the way it went in 2020 to the way it went in 2021. Look, we were teasing you guys a little bit. We were just like, uh-oh. Yo, where the goals at? Because yeah. they were wild, crazy last season.
Didn't you use them all up? You used them all up in the last Challenge Cup.
Yo, we hit our, you know, that's hard to repeat, you know? It's hard to do that twice. Honestly, but actually, I guess.
That brings me to my next question, which is looking at the way the NWSL is going. You've got clubs shifting over right now. We've got KC. We've got new clubs joining. Seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. Do you think that's going to make it harder to keep the same level of play year after year?
I mean, yeah, because for a while with North Carolina, year after year, they were just putting in work, and Portland too is always up there. But now you see, like, our first game, Gotham, I mean, that used to be Sky Blue. They're a very good team. Not saying that they hadn't always been, but they were just in the Challenge Cup final against, like, Portland, who's always good. So, I mean, every game, you can't walk into that game sleeping, because you just don't know how it's going to go. Like, you will lose if you just, you know, sleep on the team. So it is getting competitive.
Yeah. Yeah, you've also obviously you played for the Orlando Pride before that. You've also played overseas. You were playing in Norway, and I'm not even gonna try to say the name.
No, dude, try it. I'll try one if you try another. Try the first one.
All right, you want to try the first one,
I'll
Alexis?
I'll go Arnia Bjornar.
Okay,
was that close?
Arnia Bjornar. Yeah.
Arnia Bjornar.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no R at the end of it. Bjarna. It's just Bjarna.
It sounds like like an organic soap,
right? Yo, why you smell like daffodils? Yo, I'm using that Arnia Bjornar, my G.
With all due respect to Arnia Bjornar, I mean,
yeah, no, I'm just sure. What it sounds like to us.
The other club is Avaldsnes.
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 There's an accent in there somewhere.
We've had this this could be its own segment when we talk to American players who have played in like Sweden and Finland and Norway, and because we have this, it's very, very challenging for us, but we try our best. But I wanted the comparison. We're like, what did you, this happens a lot. A lot of American players go play overseas. They get that opportunity. What did you learn from playing in those two clubs, playing in that league that helped you in the NWSL?
I learned how to dress warm. You know, Norway was so cold. I grew up in Southern California, went to college in Florida. The cold's just not for me. I was in Western New York my first year, and that tested me as well, Buffalo. But going to Norway, I was like, okay, the cold is one thing. But yeah, the style was, it was cool to go to Europe and just see a different style, right? So I had been playing in the NWSL. And I mean, I feel like Norway and Sweden, their styles are pretty direct. You can, I mean, someone can debate that the U.S. style is direct too, but they're like really direct. But I mean, I got to travel around a little bit, and it was, you know, just for a year. And I feel like I learned a lot on and off the field. It was good experience, but definitely got tested with that weather, even though it was summer. I think it was summer when I was there. It was still cold, but yeah, it was a good time.
What do you think happens to you as a player? Does anything change when you go play overseas? Does it reinforce how good we are here? And you're like, yo, we don't need to go overseas. We balling in NWSL. Do you think you might have learned a little something?
I mean, it taught me to like just really appreciate the game. I think that's what I got out of it, because, you know, I feel like even though the women's game, NWSL in general, has a long way to go, it, you know, the facilities compared to, well, where I've played, so Orlando, Houston, even Western New York, like compared to the facilities in Norway, it's just like, you know, the U.S. is up here. And it did make me like just appreciate the game, because if you have to go out every day and play a whole season and you don't have the facilities around you, it feels like you're showing up like maybe to like a high school environment.
Yeah,
you're like, okay, at this point, I'm doing it for the love of the game. And to just like persevere through that kind of taught me that. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like raising that level, being treated like a professional changes the way you even feel about your own job.
Being paid like a professional.
Yeah, well, it seems important.
Yeah, the pay actually.
Interesting that you say that.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a clip of Allie Riley from the Orlando Pride. She was on, I don't know the show, but it was all like other NFL players, other athletes.
Yep,
and she was just kind of making the case to them of like why the equity, even in just what the resources are. And she made that like, look, if you're not going to pay us equally, then let us live the way athletes are supposed to live and treat that job with respect. And it was interesting seeing the response of the other players, because they were like, what, this is what they're doing to you, sis? Like it was so it was like, you don't know that this is what the struggle is.
A lot of people don't know. And yeah, I'm just I watched that clip as well, and I'm like, yes, speak on it, because not a lot of people are. And although, you know, in an organization that's paired with the MLS team, you might reap some benefits from those organizations and like their facilities. But just all in all, it's just, we're not treated the same.
Yeah,
so
definitely not. Definitely not. Yeah. Especially when it comes to, you know, we talked about equal pay and stuff, but obviously equality across the board, that's something that you're very, very passionate about. And you're very open about, and you speak highly about off the field. I think the Black Players for Change and the Black Women's Players for Change Collective have made some really big strides. Maybe talk a little bit about that and what you think is next. What do you think is coming down the line?
Yeah. So after the 2020 and after the Challenge Cup, Midge Purse, who's on Gotham, actually, you know, we were like, look, we need to do something. And so I committed to being part of the Black Women's Player Collective on the board, and just really, like, I was using my social media as my platform, but I was like, okay, I need to do more. I actually need to, you know, and I bought into, like, making a platform for Black girls to look up to, because I didn't have that growing up, and that would have been huge. So, actually, we've built mini pitches. I think it's 12 mini pitches around the U.S. in, like, low-income areas, Black communities, and as well as, and we're going to be doing events on those pitches, as well as just pairing with, for example, like the food bank, trying to put on events for that in the low-income Black areas, especially here in Houston. That, you know, just seeing it every day, like, you know, there's definitely a strong Black community who can benefit from that. So I just knew I wanted to continue to push, you know, use my voice on my platform, but also like make real change off the field. Even if everyone's not seeing everything behind the scenes, like we know we're making a difference. So it's been great to be part of the Black Women's Player Collective for real.
Yeah, that's awesome. we've had Justin Morrow of Toronto FC and talk about a lot of the work that was done. And even Megan Rapinoe was on the show last week and she gave a shout out to the Black Women's Player Collective. So it's great to see that influence being heard and being listened to. So we know that you obviously played for Florida State and you helped your school win its first national title, which is absolutely incredible. I love, college careers, especially in the women's game, are so such a fundamental part of their the NWSL's like development and character. Mm. Like you see people talk trash to each other, like from their alma maters when the games are going on. You see it a lot in the women's game. Scoring pretty much the game winning goal for Florida State and helping your school win a title. What did that do for your confidence and going and to become a professional?
I mean, yeah, that's probably the highlight. Well, no, winning the Challenge Cup was really cool, but what I always looked back on was like the national championship in that moment, honestly, was just like huge for me because I don't know. I think you could talk to anybody like who's played college soccer. And it's like college soccer was like the best time of your life. So then like to win a championship there and, fortunately enough, scoring the winning goal, it was just amazing. Like I can't even have like put words to it, but it did. I'm not even lie. It gave me confidence just to be like, okay, because my college career also wasn't just like super, just like easy all the time. But for it to be like for me to like persevere throughout my whole career at Florida State and then come out on such a high with a championship and then hitting the goal, I'm just like, that carries with me throughout my career in the pros. It's like, if I hit trials, whatever, it can end on a high at some point. So it's theme.
You're definitely sending that clip to every, after the school, every agent, everybody who needs to see it, every GM.
Tell them to add a zero.
That clip is in every highlight tape. They're like, this was like 6-7 years ago. I'm like,
yeah.
It's in there. No, yeah.
Tell me it didn't happen.
Yeah. It's like, why is this? Why is that highlight? A picture of that highlight in the photo album with my baby pictures. It's going in there.
Yeah, I thought it was for significant moments. We have our own supporters group here at Cooligans, and they're called Gully Squad.
That's right. Shout out to Gully Squad. And we got a whole new graphic to introduce the segment. Uh-oh. We got our supporters group. So lots of love to Gully Squad, who are also Dash fans and fans of you.
That's right. In fact, this is a this question comes from an Orlando Pride fan named Laura McCoy. Ooh. And she says, heck yeah, she is hysterical about you being on the show. So already you got the funny cosign. Shouts to you, Jamia. Laura wants to know, what prompted you to create your own Stoic LA clothing line? And then she asked another question, which you don't have to answer if you don't want. But she said, is she trying to be the first in line to go to LA next season? Because of your being from there in the fashion line. We don't need to talk about that. But what made you decide to start this amazing clothing line? Because Stoic LA looks pretty fire.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I feel like already I've like kind of threw in little bits and pieces of like how I've persevered. And it's kind of like it became like my theme, like even to myself. Like I'm an overcomer. I feel like bouncing around to different teams or even like in professional sports in general, like believing you can achieve a certain level and maybe like a coach doesn't think that or doesn't give you that. And like, I feel like a lot of careers end early because of that. And so just being able to, I pride myself on persevering through tough situations and coming out on the other side and always believing in my brand, even off the field. Like, if playing time's not there, I still see my value. It's not in playing time. It's not in sport, but I know what I bring to the table off the field as well. So that's why I'm huge on that. And also like the mental side of the game is how you like can overcome. So I'm really passionate about, controlling your mind. And I feel like that's huge in sports. So when, and then obviously, like, I mean, not obviously, but like on my Instagram, I show like different outfits, and I've always been like, my passion has been fashion, really. Like, I love...
The fits are crazy, Jamia. Oh.
I know. Just follow Jamia on drip.jamiafields.
All right. Let's not be too modest.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Nah, come on.
Like, okay. Okay. People... But, like, it, like, took me a while to get there because I'm, like, people were coming to me for advice, and I, like, it wasn't clicking. I was, like, I wasn't clicking that, like, this is, like, the industry that I belong in, and or like, and not even when I retire, I was like, now's the time. Yeah. And so I was like, I have a great message that, you know, I want to speak out about. I know a lot of people can relate, regardless of what industry you're in, not just like, not just sports. I know that y'all have a story. I know, like, my mom, my dad, like, in their careers, everyone has a story. And then just being passionate about quality materials, streetwear, I just was like, I'm creating this brand, and, you know, I'm going to go for it. So here we are.
Yeah. Nice. And I heard that you also, you got your MBA while you were playing, right, as well?
Yeah. Yep. 2017. I got it online. It was cool.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
Okay. just making me feel bad about my accomplishments.
Right. I don't even have time to watch an NBA game. Never mind go get my MBA.
Y'all are hyping me up right now.
Yeah, for real, for real. The other day, we had another question from Emily Gertis. She had asked, "What is it about the culture of the team, the Houston Dash, that has brought you guys all together?" And I'll just add to that. I mean, we've had several of the players on the show. Not only is everyone incredibly talented, but so fun, so funny. It seems like the camaraderie is really there.
No, yeah, we have a good time. I've been here for 3 years now, and it's been a good group. I feel like what is special about us, and what, you know, helped us, I guess, win the Challenge Cup is that, like, when we were faced with challenges, like, when we step on the field, like, it's like go time. We support each other, you know, because every team, you know, it's women in general are crazy, but like a team, like managing a team is always, you know, everyone's different people. We don't always have to be the best of friends, like, but when we step on the field, we are, you know, a team, and the camaraderie has actually been great. And so, yeah, I think that's what leads to, you know, championships, wins, you know. So, yeah, it's been great.
Okay. I do have a question, actually, about the Houston Dash real quick. Who on the team do you think, nah, she don't need my help with fashion, she got it. Who else comes through?
Yeah, I see the match day fits, and they're pretty good.
Okay, so you're asking me who does not need help?
Yeah. Because I need your help. I'm going to say that right up front.
I already like the NWSL hoodie, though, you got going on. I don't can't tell.
And underneath, I'm wearing my hood chest in Newark, New Jersey.
I ordered the rugby kit that you were modeling. Okay?
Yes. So I
saw it, and I'm like, yo, that'll look good on me. I gotta cop that.
I'm glad you should have been wearing it today. It's okay.
Right, he ain't ready. Fine.
I wonder what's the orange.
Okay. Okay. So I shouldn't have said that because now I feel bad because you're wearing orange for the Dash. But I'm trying to think. Well, we have a lot of people who can dress, I feel like. Jane Campbell, she has every sneaker.
Yeah,
every sneaker that, you know, like I just cannot even, but like, I mean, and there's like, I mean, Christy Mewis is in the fashion, like those are just different styles, you know, but she's also into fashion. Who else, you know, I feel like Lindsay,
maybe the better question is who needs your help.
Well, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but if you're ready with a name.
Okay, who needs my help? Oh, you guys are going to get me in trouble.
Maybe that's easier.
I was trying to ask the nice way. Christian's like, let's spill some tea.
Okay, maybe. Oh, no. You guys are going to get me in trouble. Now
you got to say it. You got to say it now.
I'm just, okay. Well, maybe. Okay, you guys, do I really have to say someone? Okay.
I mean, look, maybe they don't need a lot of help. Maybe just a couple pointers.
Okay, so I always do kind of roast, like, Christine Nairn and Katie Single. Sometimes I roast, like, maybe what they're wearing a little, just maybe one, or, you know, maybe one. It won't even be the whole outfit, maybe just, like, the shoes or...
There's an accessory, an item.
And sometimes Jane, too. Sometimes Jane, she when she shows up, I'm like, what is that?
Well, this is my thing about sneakerheads. Sneakerheads think it's just the sneakers that make the whole fit. It's like, fam... You can't come in here with everything else and just the new Jordans. That ain't enough.
Right. See? Yeah. So, yeah, those three. And I feel like they're not going to get mad at me. It's fine. Our friendship. We just so, I'm good. So.
All right. Well, then when we cut the camera, you can tell us that what name popped in your head. Because I know that name popped in your head and you ain't saying nothing.
I know. I was like,
You froze. I know. I'm having connection problems and Jamia's shutting her laptop.
Just throw it out the window.
We don't need it.
Jamia, thank you so much for joining us. You've been absolutely awesome. Obviously, best of luck this 2021 NWSL season. I'm excited. I mean, look, the NWSL in particular and the Dash have been not only wildly entertaining, but the ratings are there. The sport, the league is just blowing up. So we wish you more and more continued success. Is there anything you want to plug or let people know about before we sign off?
Yes. I mean, my Instagram, Jamia Fields, @JamiaFields, and Stoic Los Angeles is my brand that I just launched, so check it out. Also, Black Women's Players Collective, we are doing a lot for those Black girls, the next generation, elevating the Black female voice. So those are the three, but yep, thank you guys for having me. This has been fun. Some good laughs. Right.
Absolute pleasure.
Good, yeah. I'm glad.
And a reminder to everybody, make sure you follow us @SoccerCooligans on all social handles. Follow @FuboSports and subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the show. Now, Jamia, we have to do a couple other pieces of business.
Yes.
It is time for the Golazo GIF. This is your opportunity to celebrate a goal on our show, and we will turn it into a GIF. So feel free to celebrate however you like. Is there any, Alexis, you have a scenario for her?
Okay. So if for some reason, Virgil Abloh said, if you score this next goal, Stoic will be sold everywhere that Louis Vuitton and Off-White are sold. So you, out of nowhere, bang, an amazing low crossing shot across the face of the goal, just happens to hit the post and go in. How do you celebrate?
At that point, I'm not the crazy type of celebrator. And that whole scenario almost brought tears to my eyes. That'd be amazing. I would just have to give the glory. I just have one of those moments. No, all right. Sentimental.
And you know, here. Kanye That's would be it, like, right she's here. Pointing at me.
I was going to keep it right here.
I got you. Know? Kanye, yeah, I got you, Jamia. Thank you for the, showing your gratitude.
Virgil owe his career to me. Jamia owe her career to me. We're like, Kanye, chill, fam.
Please.
Jamia, thank you so much. We are absolutely grateful for you taking the time to join us on the show. Again, best of luck this season. Let us end the show the way we normally do, as is tradition. So for Jamia Fields, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The